Dr. Pinsky dictating email IME on June 15 regarding Frederick, F-R-E-D-E-R-I-C-K, Howard, H-O-W-A-R-D. Frederick Howard is a 61-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 4/29/21, period. At that time, he hit his head underneath a low beam when he stood up. He was wearing a hard hat at the time and did not experience loss of consciousness. He went to an urgent care center the same day due to experiencing pain in his right arm. With this and subsequent evaluation, he understands his final diagnosis to be a herniated disc, SC5-6. This was repaired surgically on 7/9/21. Period completed his course of active treatment on 11/16/21. Period. New paragraph per the treatment record supplied. Mr. Howard was seen at the emergency room on 5/2/21, complaining of right shoulder pain for 1 week. Period. It started after some demolition work. Period. He had a history of ulnar nerve surgery in the elbow and arthroscopic surgery in the right shoulder several years ago. He also had a foreign body in the right hand removed surgically several years ago. He complained of radiating pain from the scapula to the shoulder down to the right hand, as well as a burning between the long and ring fingers. He carried a history of aortic valve insufficiency, coronary angioplasty implant and graft, chronic systolic congestive heart failure, hyperlipidemia, coronary artery disease, ischemic cardiomyopathy, hypertension, old myocardial infarction, and presence of a stent in the coronary artery. He underwent x-rays that will be inserted here. Upon clinical exam, he had amputation of the mid portion of the right thumb. He was tender at the right shoulder and the palm of the hand. He had full strength and sensation in the upper extremity. He was treated and released with diagnoses of cervical radiculopathy along with shoulder pain and hand pain. The petitioner was then seen neurosurgically by Dr. De La Soda on 5/5/21. He reported the emergency room doctor told him his symptoms were likely coming from the neck. Dr. De La Soda examined him and also diagnosed cervical radiculopathy. He ordered a cervical spine MRI. This was done on 5/24/21 to be inserted here. Dr. De La Soda reviewed these results with him on 6/7/21. They discussed treatment options, including pursuing surgical intervention. New paragraph on 7/9/21, Dr. De La Soda performed surgery to be inserted here. He followed up postoperatively and had x-rays on 8/5/21 to be inserted here. He continued to see Dr. De La Soda through 11/15/21. On that occasion, he was released to a home exercise program. but was going to continue to see Dr. Nutini, N-U-T-I-N-I, for orthopedic evaluation, orthopedic follow-up. But from a neurosurgical standpoint, he may return to work. Period. New paragraph. The petitioner was seen by Dr. Nutini beginning 9/21/21, complaining of left shoulder pain. Period. He related this also started when he stood up and jammed his head and neck into a low beam on 4/29/21. On this visit, he complained of immediate bilateral shoulder pain, but pain is radiating down the right arm into the hand with numbness and tingling. Period. He then underwent the aforementioned surgery followed by physical therapy. Period. And put this abode. He did not previously complain of left shoulder symptoms. Period. Dr. Nutini thought he had tendonitis of the left rotator cuff and ordered an MRI of the shoulder. Period. This was done on 9/28/21 to be inserted here. Period. He saw Dr. Nutini to discuss these results on 10/5/21, period. He explained there was no significant rotator cuff tearing, but he recommended ultrasound-guided steroid injection to the left subacromial bursa and glenohumeral joint. Period. The diagnoses were subacromial bursitis, seen on MRI, as well as moderate to severe glenohumeral joint osteoarthritis exacerbation. Period. The plan was to pursue 2 corticosteroid injections. Period. These were administered, and as of 11/16/21, he was doing very well and deemed to have achieved maximum medical improvement. Period. Shoulder forward flexion was 120 degrees and external rotation passively was to 50 degrees without pain. Period. Provocative maneuvers were negative. Period. Physical examination. Extremities upper inspection revealed amputation of the right thumb at the midpoint of the distal phalanx. Appeared there were nodules on the DIP joints bilaterally. Period. There was healed open surgical scarring about the right ulnar nerve area. Appeared there were healed portal scars about the right shoulder. Period. There was no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. Motion of both shoulders was full in all independent spheres. Period. Combined active extension with internal rotation on the right was to L3 and on the left to T11. Period. Motion of the elbows, wrists, and fingers was full in all planes without crepitus tenderness, triggering or locking. Period. He had diminished pinprick sensation in a right ulnar nerve distribution, but this was intact on the left. Period. Hands, wrists, elbows, Phelan's maneuver on the right wrist elicited paresthesias into the ulnar aspect of the small finger and forearm, but was negative on the left. Period. The rest of that section is normal. Shoulders normal. Spine cervical. Inspection revealed a well-healed central right transverse scar consistent with his surgery but preserved a lordotic curve. Period. Active flexion was to 45 degrees, comma, extension 55 degrees, comma, rotation right 75 degrees and left 60 degrees, comma, side bending right 40 degrees and left 35 degrees. Period. The rest of that section is normal, thoracic normal. General appearance, he states he still was symptomatic from his ulnar nerve surgery that was done at the same time as his prior shoulder surgery and injury. Period impressions on 4/29/21, Frederick Howard stood up and struck his head on a low beam while at work. But he was wearing a hard hat and did not experience loss of consciousness. Period, he later experienced numbness and tingling into his right arm and went to the emergency room. Period, they noted a history of prior right shoulder surgery as well as multiple cardiac issues. Period, he was initiated on conservative care. Period, he was seen by Dr. De La Soda, who had him undergo a cervical spine MRI on 5/24/21 to be inserted here. Period. On 7/9/21, Dr. De La Soda performed surgery to be inserted here. Period. The practitioner followed up postoperatively and as of 11/15/21 was released from a neurosurgical standpoint. Period. New paragraph. On 9/21/21, he also came under the orthopedic care of Dr. Nutini for left shoulder pain. Period. This was not a symptom that he complained about previously. Nor was there any distinct trauma to the left shoulder. Period. He did undergo an MRI of the left shoulder to be inserted here. Period. Dr. Nutini instilled a corticosteroid injection to the shoulder. Period. As of 11/16/21, he released Mr. Howard to full duty as well. Period. New paragraph. The petitioner had a history of prior right shoulder and ulnar nerve surgery. Period. He states he was symptomatic from the latter up through the time of the subject event. Period. His current exam found diminished pinprick sensation and right ulnar nerve distribution. Period. Phalanx maneuver with the right wrist elicited paresthesias along the ulnar aspect of the forearm and the pinky. Period. He had full range of motion of both shoulders without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Provocative maneuvers about the shoulder were negative. Period. He had mildly decreased active range of motion about the cervical spine, where Spellings maneuver was negative. Period. New paragraph. There is 12.5% permanent partial total disability referable to the cervical spine. Period. There is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the right shoulder from this incident. Period. Any pre-existing permanency he had of the right shoulder before this event was not permanently aggravated, accelerated, or accelerated to a material degree by it. Period. Mr. Howard has remained highly functional, as evidenced by returning to his former full duty capacity with the insured. Period. He also continues to enjoy fishing as a hobby. Period. And that is the end.